Okay, we're going to begin here on the bottom of Hey Amud Bet by the two dots. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav, Mavui Shnifratz Mitzido Be'eser. That if you have a Mavui that has walls on three sides, and the fourth side is open up into the Rishut HaRabim, and you have a Lechi and a Korah there. If there's a breach in the one of the side walls out of the Rishut HaRabim, with less than 10 Amot, that is fine. Because we'll just consider that to be a doorway, like we said before, up to 10 Amot we'll classify as a doorway. And just because you have a doorway on the side, it does not ruin the mavui. On the other hand, birosho, if at the top of the mavui, the side of the mavui that faces out to the Rishut HaRabim, there's a breach over there, bedalit. That is with four tvachim. There, even a breach that is more than four tvachim will be problematic. Mar says, I don't understand. Maishna, what's the difference? Mitzido be'eser, on the side, you say that a breach, only 10 amot, damar pitchuchu, because you're going to say it's a doorway. So therefore, it doesn't ruin the mavui. Mirosho nami. From the end of the mavui that faces into the Rishut HaRabim, you'll say the same thing. Name a pitchuchu. Let's say that's an entrance. So why should there be a differentiation between the side of the mavui where you say up to 10 amot is considered a doorway, and the top of the mavui facing into the Rishut HaRabim where you say that the qualification is fourth vachim. Above fourth vachim is problematic. Why don't you say the same thing? It's just a area that is 10 amot wide. It's a doorway. Now here we're talking about a mavui that's wider than 10 amot. If it's wider than 10 amot, we already saw in our Mishnah, Yima 8, you have to shrink the doorway. So he put up a wall, or they put up some sort of board at the end of the mavoi to shrink it down to the point where the exit from the mavoi is only 10 amot. And the fact that it's only 10 amot, you can put a lechi and a korah over there. Then in that wall that you put up, there's a breach in it. That wall that you put up to shrink it down, there's a breach. So Rav Chanan bar Rava says that if it's four tvachim wide, that's okay. Up to four tvachim wide, fine. Beyond four tvachim, it's no good anymore. Gemara says, I don't understand why. Even if the breach is 10 amot wide, you just have two doorways to the mavoi. If you just have a pillar in the middle, each side is 10 amot, then you have two doorways into the mavoi, it should be fine. Why should that be different than this side of the mavoi? So Gemara, Amar Ravuna b'Reid Yeshua, k'gon shenifratz b'keren zavit. Case here is not where the breach is at the end of the wall facing into the Rishut HaRabim, but rather it's on the angle. The pitcha b'keren zavit lo avde inche. People don't make doorways on an angle. So first of all, let's understand this. You have that wall that we talked about at the front of the mavoi facing into the Rishut HaRabim, and you have a side wall. What ended up happening here is that the wall broke down, part from the side wall and part from that front wall. So it's the angle or the corner of the mavoi, the front corner of the mavoi that fell apart. Over there, the Gemara says that that's not called a petach. People don't make doorways on angles. And therefore you can't say, oh, there's a breach, it's a doorway. But ain't hochanami, if it was along the straightaway, the flat end of the top of the mavoi that faces the Rishut HaRabim, we would say the same thing as at the side of the mavoi. Side or top, all the same. If it has a breach of 10 amot, that's a doorway. Only happens to be here that it also knocked out the corner. And by knocking out the corner, it makes it on the angle. And on the angle, we don't make a doorway. Tosafot qualifies that and says, wait a minute, we had in the Gemara yesterday, that, on the Hey Amud Aleph, that was the answer. And the answer was that they made a doorway on the angle. So he says that's the difference. If you make a Tzurat HaPetach, if you make an entranceway and you make a door frame, yes, it is a doorway. But without a door frame, we're not going to assume that it is a doorway. Now, Rav Huna Amar Echadzeh Echadzeh Be'arba'a. Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Chanan bar Rava, or there's Machlokas here in the Gears, so it's Rav Chanan bar Abba or Rav Chanan bar Rava. He disagrees with him and says it doesn't matter if the breach is on the sidewall, or the breach is at the entrance way or exit way, the way that's facing, the wall that's facing the Rishut HaRabim, up to Fort Tzvachim, fine. Beyond that, no good. Eser Amot doesn't even play in here. B'chein Amalei Rav Huna, the Rav Chanan bar Rava, or Rav Chanan bar Abba, Huna says, Rav Chanan bar Abba, who's the author of the position in the name of Rav, lo tiflug alai. Don't disagree with me. The Rav Iklo in the Damcharia, Babar Uvda Kavati. He went to Damcharia, and he passed on like me. He said, over Fort Tzvachim, problematic. He didn't say, oh, it's less than 10 amot, that's fine. So you see, Rav, Patin, Allah, the Maisa, the way that I said. So I'm like, hey, Rav Chanan bar Abba says back to Ravuna, Rav, Bik'amatzav, Gadabageder. You can't bring me a proof from there. Because when Rav went to Damchari, he found a Bik'ah, because of valley. Not literally a valley. He found a place that was Parutz, open. Open, meaning Rashi says, Amaratzimayu, Umizalzalim b'mitzvot. These people were ignorant. And they were mezelzel in mitzvot. They didn't have yirat shemayim, yirat chet. And therefore, if you gave them a hand, they would take an arm. So he didn't want to be matter anything in front of them. If he's matter something, they're just going to make it into a pirtza, breach. Literally and figuratively, they'll make it into a breach. And it'll be a problem halachically. So over there, he was machmir on them, not because that's the ikar halacha, because of the nature of the people that he was dealing with. Had he been dealing with people that were yirei shamayim, yirei chet, he wouldn't have had a problem at all. But here he's dealing with difficult people, and therefore he gave a psak halacha to chumrah, but not that that's the ikar halacha. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok, kavate de Ravuna mistabro. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, I think Ravuna's position is correct. Ditmar, we have this case, mavoi akum. A mavoi that turns. You can see the picture in Rashi. It's a mavoi that's shaped like an L. Each end of the L opens out into the Shuter Abim, and there's a turn in the middle. What is the status of this mavoi? Rav Amar Torato kimifulash. It is like a mavoi that's straight through. If you have a mavoi that's straight, and both ends open up into the Shuter Abim, that's called a mavoi hamifulash. We're going to see on later on in today's daf that will require more than simply putting up a lechi and a korah. You have to put up a lechi and a korah on one side of a mavoi flesh. On the other side, you have to put up either a tzurat, a petach, or daltot on the other side. But it requires much more than simply putting up a lechi and korah at the end. On the other hand, shmo amar torotok is satum. It's like the mavoi that we've been talking about until now, which is it has three walls around it, and only one side opens up into reshut rabim. You just need a lechi or a korah at that end. That's what Shmo says. Rashi brings down two opinions in Shmuel, which means that it's kisatum. One opinion is that you just need a lechi at the two ends that empty out into the Rishut HaRabim. Each one of the sides of the L requires a lechi at that end that opens into Rishut HaRabim. Because it brings a second opinion that you also need a lechi at the Akmimato. You need a lechi at the turn. So that's two opinions as to whether you need a lechi at the turn or not. But everybody agrees you need a lechi at the two ends. According to Shmuel, that's mavoi satum. But according to Rav, it's not enough to have a lechi at each end. Lechi at each end is not going to do anything for you, because now we're talking about a mavoi mifulash, and therefore you also need tzurat petach. Rashi says over here that tzurat petach goes in the turn. At the point of the turn, that's where the tzurat petach is. At the point of the turn, that's where the tzurat petach is. Tosafot discusses this, and in the end agrees with Rashi, because the tzurat petach has to be seen from both sides. Therefore, the tzurat petach is put at the turning point of the mavoi, and you have a lechi on each end of the mavoi that faces into Rishut HaRabim. And that's because Rav thinks it's a mavoi ha-mifulash. So Mar says, v'may eskinon, what's the case here? And this is why Rav Nachman Yitzchok thinks it's a proof to Rav Huna's position. Ilei mebiyotermi eser. If you think at the turning point of the mavoi, it's more than 10 amot wide, v'halei meshmol toratokis satum. Would you think that Shmuel would say that that has a din of a satum? Why would you think it has a din of a satum? It's a total opening. It's a breach. The garment. It's one thing if it's less than 10 amot. And then you could say it's a doorway between the two mivvaot. And it's as if they're two separate mivvaot over here. There's one mavoi that has one side that empties into Rishut HaRabim, and another mavoi that has a side entering into Rishut HaRabim. As if they both end at that turning point of the mavoi. That's why it's called a mavoi satum. That's the way that Shmuel views it. But if you say it's wider than 10, you can't say that it's closed at the end that it turns. That's a complete opening, and even Shmuel would agree that that's mavoi mifulash. But, so now, if it's ilay miyotesav alay mishmuel toradag zetum, el alab eser, must be that it's a case where it's 10 amot. 10 amot wide or less. And that's why Shmuel thinks that that is a separation between the two mavot. But nevertheless, kamarav, Rav says toradag mifulash. So even though there's a breach of 10 amot, or less than 10 amot in this mavoi, Rav says it's a din mifulash. He doesn't view that as a side wall with a doorway in it. He views it as it being completely open. Alma pirzat mavoi mitzido b'dalet. You should see from this that Rav thinks that when you have a breach in the side wall of a mavoi, up to 4 tfachim, that's it. Beyond 4 tfachim, that's too big. And that's why in this case he thinks it's a mavoi mifulash. Because that turning point is wider than 4 tfachim, and it's wider than 4 tfachim. That's as if there's a thoroughfare going from one side to the other, and that's called a mavoi mifulash, and you require a tzurat petach and a lechi, not simply a lechi and a korah at each end. So Rav Chanan bar Abba, what's he going to say? Shani hotam tekabaki bei rabim. It's different over here. Over there, over here, you have a case where people are going to walk through this on a regular basis. They're going to go from one end of this mavoi, and they're going to cut through to the other side of the mavoi. It's a thoroughfare of sorts, and therefore Rav calls it a mavoi mifulash. In the case of the mavoi, we have a breach on the side. That's just an alternative doorway. The main doorway still exists. And people will still go through the main doorway over there. And because they go through the main doorway, that's why the side is only considered to be a doorway and does not ruin the mavoi. It's still a mavoi asatum. Over here, since people are going to walk through that all the time, it's as if it doesn't exist. And that's why I agree over here. The Gemara says, wait a minute, if you say that, Yichal de Rav Huna Savar Afagav de Lo Baki Barabim. That means that Rav Huna thinks that even in a case where there's not a regular flow of traffic through this 10 amot wide doorway, that he would say that Rav doesn't agree there. He says, Rav says 4 tfachim, not 10 amot. And even if 10 amot, where it's not a regular flow of traffic, he's going to say that that's not a doorway? What did we do? We just have Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Right? Maishnami Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi said that when you have a breach in the sidewall of a mavoi, as long as there's a pass of four tvachim, there's a wall of four tvachim left to the end, then the mavoi is fine. See, that's a case where it's a low baki bar rabim. It has to be a case of low baki bar rabim. Otherwise, Rav Ami and Rav Asi wouldn't think that the korah at the end still helps you out. The reason the korah, the lechi at the end helps you out is because that's not the normal entrance. It's not the regular flow of traffic. The regular flow of traffic is through the end. As long as you have four tefachim, which is a reshut chashuva, the korah at the end is still a good korah. So there, Rav Ami and Rav Asi say, lo baki bar rabim, even ten amot, they agree. So how could Rav Huna disagree with that? So the answer is, no, Rav Ami Rav Asi is different. Rav Ami Asi, Atam Dika Gedudei. Over there, their case is a case where they have still pieces of the wall left there. Acha Delecha Gedudei. Over here, there's no pieces of the wall left. So what turns out here is actually three different levels of a breach. You'll have a breach, which is less than a mold, more than four tefachim, less than ten a mold, the Baki Barabim, that people walk through there on a regular basis. You'll have another case, we have a breach of ten a mold, and people do not walk through there on a regular basis, but there's no inhibiting item there. There'll be a third thing, which is you have a case where there's a breach of ten amot. People don't normally walk through there, plus there's something inhibiting people walking through there. According to Rav Huna, this will be the situation. In a case where there's a breach in the wall of ten amot, and people don't normally use that as an alternative entrance, and there's some sort of inhibiting item, gedudei, over there, he agrees. That's not a problem. The mavoi remains a mavoi satum, and that's the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. The case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi is exactly that case where there's a breach in the wall, but people are still going to use the main entrance because there's some difficulty in leaving through that way. There's still residual of the wall on the ground. The foundations of the wall are still there. You have to step over them. That's a difficulty. And because of that, people won't walk through there on a regular basis. They'll still use the main entrance, and that's why the korah at the main entrance is still valuable, and it remains a mavoi satum. On the other hand, if there's nothing inhibiting people's exit from there, then people will use that doorway, even though people don't use it on a regular basis. But since it's an alternative doorway, the korah is no longer beneficial to the mavoi, and it'll no longer be considered a mavoi satum, according to Rav Huna. Whereas, according to Rav Chanan bar Abba, even in that case, it'll still be considered a mavoi satum. But it's a lo baki bar rabim, it's not a regular entrance and exit, egress from this mavoi, then that still is considered to be like a petach, and the mavoi remains satum, and the korah at the end will be sufficient. On the other hand, if that becomes the main entrance and exit from this mavoi, then it's baki barabim. Even Rav Chanan bar Abba will agree over there that that's not considered to be anymore a doorway on the side, and the korah at the end is fine. Now you have a real problem, because you have a new doorway. And since people are using that on a regular basis, you can't say the lech and the korah on the other end is good enough. So based on that, they'll come to their differences of opinion. Rav Huna will believe that Rav Ami and Rav Asi are doing a case of the lo baki bar rabim plus there's gedudei. There's something inhibiting your exit from there, and that's why it's okay, and it's still a mavui satum. The case over here by Rav, and the mavuyakum, as well as a case where there's a breach in the wall, the lo baki bar rabim, but there's no inhibiting item, over there, Rav Huna says, problematic, only up to four tefachim, not at eser amot. On the other hand, Rav Chanan bar Abba will say the name of Rav, up to ten amot is fine. Yes, Rav Ami Rav Asi, clearly there, it's still a mavoi satum. But even when it's missing the gedudei, even when it's missing that bottom area there, he thinks Rav Ami Rav Asi would agree also. The lo baki bar rabim, if it's not a regular place used for entrance and exit, then it's still a mavoi satum. And he says that's what Rav said, and that's what Rav Ami Rav Asi said. The only case where Rav said that it's not considered to be a mavoi satum is in this case of the mavoi akum. The mavoi akum, where baki barabim, people go through there on such a regular basis, in that case, you cannot classify it or consider it to be a petach on a mavoi satum. It becomes a mavoi amifudash. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad mi'arvin derech reshut harabim. How does one make an eruv or allow one to carry on a derech reshut harabim? Usit zrata petach mikan. You make a door frame on one end. Velechi v'korah mikan. And on the other side, you put either a lechi or a korah. That's the data tana kamo. And so what do you do for a derech reshut harabim? Over here, we're assuming reshut harabim or derech reshut harabim is a thoroughfare of some sort. As Rashi describes over here, and it's important what Rashi says over here, that it's rechav sheshesrei ama, it's got to be 16 amot wide, ve'ir shemitzuim ba shishim ribo. Rashi in this daf is going to say three times what the requirements are of Rishut Rabim. Twice you will say that it's a city that has 600,000 people in it. One time you'll say that there's 600,000 people that traverse this area. Again, this is part of that machloket tarishonim as to whether you really need this 600,000. And Tosafot raises the issue right away. And he says, what do you mean? V'chein yesh babahag d'v'ina drisat samach rubo. Over here you need 600,000. Now again, what does that mean? Walking, traversing. It's not clear that it has to be on this road or within the city. V'kasha d'rabbeinu tam. But he says, I don't understand. We had a sugya on the Gemara in Shabbat, on Tzadichet, about the wagons in the Midbar, that the space between the wagons is considered to be a Rishut Rabim. He says, there's no way that 600,000 people walked in between the areas of the wagons, because they're too small, or underneath the wagons, or Rishut Rabim. Doesn't make so much sense to say 600,000. Now again, I point out that Rashi doesn't necessarily say that 600,000 people traversed that area. It just says that there are 600,000 people in the city. But the Tosfot reads it like the Bahag, which is Drisat, Shishim Ribo. In the end, Tosfot says, V'yesh lomar, Lo d'gamrinim mishkan, El milta d'chtiva b'misparam. The only thing that we learn out of the Mishkan are things that are explicitly written in their number. And over here, Tosfot asks another question. He goes, 600,000 were just the men. You had the women, the children. Why isn't that part of the qualification? We're talking about the Midbar as being the paradigm of what's considered a Rishut Rabim. There's more than 600,000 people that would traverse that area or if they were in the encampment. He says, well, we can only go by numbers that are written. We don't know what the other number is. We go by numbers that are written. So again, this 600,000 is a question within the Gaonim we see in the Rishonim, but here it's starting to develop. You see Rashi is going to say it a number of times on this daf. So you have this Rishut Rabim. The Tanakhama says I can deal with it by putting a Petzureta Petach on one end, and a korah or a lechi on the other end. Chananya Omer, Chananya says, I'm sorry, but Shemai Omrim, osa delet mikan, videlet mikan. He has a doorway on one end and a doorway on the other one. Not just the door frame, but actual doors in the door frame. Shuyotze v'nichnas noel. And it's a door that is normally kept, or gates that are kept closed. It's not just gates that are there in a door frame. There are gates that are kept closed. V'telel Omrim, osa delet mikan, the lechi v'korah mikan. Put a delot on one end, and you put a lechi and a korah on the other side. So similar to the Tanakhama, but it's a little different. The Tanakhama said surat ha-petach. We are going to Beit Hillel, it says it'll say delot. You have to have actual doors on the other side. Gemara asks the obvious question, v'rishut ha-rabim mi-me'arvo. Since when can you make a rishut ha-rabim into an area that you can carry in? We already had this in the beginning of the Gemara in Shabbat, and that's what the Gemara here is going to quote. Yeter al-kein. Yeter al-kein is because this is the end of a Tosefta. It's not that we're catching it in the middle. The Tosefta begins with the position of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a person who owns houses on two sides of the road. There's a Rishut Rabim that's in between. And on either side of the Rishut Rabim, he owns a house. So in this area, if he has a walkway that goes across the top, or there's a bridge that goes across the top, Rabbi Yehuda believes that you can carry under that area across the Rishut Rabim from house to house. And now Yeter al-kein, even more than that, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't have the bridge that goes across, or you don't have this covering, you can still carry from one side of the Rishut HaRabim to the other side of the Rishut HaRabim. Mi sheyolo shnei batim, mi shnei tzidei Rishut HaRabim, again, it's quoted from the first parak in Shabbat, we did it then. You have houses on either side of the Rishut HaRabim. O selechi mikan, velechi mikan, o kora mikan, vekora mikan. You put on either end of the area that you want to traverse across the Rishut HaRabim, you put a lechi and a lechi, and that makes it into an area that you can carry from house to house. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shtei mechitzot are midoraita. You only need two walls, meaning the Torah to be Rishut HaYachid, or to be classified as Rishut HaYachid. Here you have two walls. You have the walls on either side of the Rishut HaRabim. So by putting a lechi on either end of the area, you make it into an area that you can cross. That is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim, Venosim Noten Bamsan, he can carry through the middle. Amrulo, Eima Arvin Rishut Rabim Bekach. Chachamim say to him, you can't make an Eruv in Rishut Rabim. The Chachamim believe you need three walls in order to be Mechitzot De'oraita, and therefore you cannot make an Eruv in Rishut Rabim based on this. Gemara says, you're right. It doesn't work like that. Rabbi Yehuda suggests you could put a lechi on either end. And that's how it works. So maybe it doesn't work like that. Ha, Maybe if you put on doors, that would work. If you have doors, now you have three mechitzot, right? Maybe that should be fine. V'ama Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Yushalayim, which had a large thoroughfare that went through the middle of it, the cardo, from one end to the other end, from gate to gate, and Ilmalei Daltotea Alot Belayla Chayvin Alei Mishum Reshut Rabim. The only reason it was classified as a Carmelite was because they locked the gates at night. They closed the gates at night and they locked it up. That's what made it into a Carmelite. So having doors is not sufficient. It's not sufficient to have doors. It has to be doors that are locked in order to be married Reshut Rabim, to make it into a Carmelite and not to make it into a full thoroughfare. Now, if we go back, let's look at the three opinions that we have. We have clearly the Tanakama doesn't believe that you have Deltot. So that's the Tanakama. Number two is Beit Shammai does have Deltot and says they have to be closed. So maybe it works according to Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel says you have Deltot on one side and Lechi Vikora on the other side. So according to Beit Hillel, it's not clear. Maybe you do have enough because you have doors on one side. The answer is that Beit Hillel doesn't seem to require over here that you close the doors. Supposed to Beit Shammai was explicit that you had to close the doors. Beit Hillel does not say that. It just says you have doors on one side and a Lechi and a Korah on the other side. So based on that, how are we Ma'ariv Reshut Rabim? I mean, Yerushalayim required the doors to be locked at night. We don't have anything of the sort. Valmar Ula, Hane Avulei Demchuza. These areas, which Rashi says is Sharei Ha'ir, Mikuvanim Zeh Keneged Zeh, a thoroughfare that goes from end to end of the city, Vayuba Shishim Ribo. Again, this idea, there are 600,000 people within the city. Same thing. Had it not been that the gates were locked at night, then there would have been a din of Reshut Rabim. The only reason as a din of a Carmelite, and you can make an eruv there, is because the doors were locked. So, Amar of Yehuda, Hochi Kamar. Let's reread this. Brayta. Rather than saying, Ketzad Me'arvin Reshut Rabim, you should say, it should read like this. Ketzad Me'arvin Mevaot HaMefudashim the Reshut Rabim. The question revolves around how can you make an eruv on a mavoi that goes from side to side. It's a clear mavoi all the way through. Until now, we've really talked about mevaot she'enan mefudashin, which is a mavoi that is a U because it has three walls. Not the mavoi itself, but the walls and the chitzot are a U. Now we're talking about a mavoi that goes straight through. It's a one side to the other side. Each side opens up into Reshut Rabim. Right. Now you have on either side, you have entrances to it. What's the story with that mavoi? Can you be metakin that mavoi? So now that's the answer. The Tanakhama says, Osit Tzurat HaPetach Mikan, V'lecha Mikora Mikan. You make a Tzurat HaPetach on one side, and a Lechi or a Korah on the other side. So this is much more similar to what we would expect. Here you have a mavoi. A regular mavoi only has one opening. That one opening you can take care of a Lechi and a Korah. Over here I have a mavoi with two openings. One on each end that goes into the Reshut Rabim. So that Lechi and Korah are not sufficient here. We need one side to be a little more closed, so we make that into a Tzurat HaPetach. The other side, that's like any other mavoi, we leave with a Lechi and a Korah. It's Itmar. Rav Amar Hilchuta Ketanakama. Rav believes the Lechi is like the Tanakama, Tzurat HaPetach, and Lechi and Korah on the other side. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kechananya. The Lechi is like Chananya. Now, the Lechi like Chananya means the Lechi like Chananya in the Shitat Beit Hillel. Shitat Beit Hillel is that you have Deltot on one side, Lechi Vikora on the other side. Iba Eluhu, Lechananya Alibet Beit Hillel. According to Chananya, in the Shita Beit Hillel, Tzarech Linol, Oin Tzarech Linol, do you have to close the gates or not? This is what I mentioned before, and Beit Hillel never makes a statement about that. Beit Shammai is clear that you have gates, and the gates have to be closed. Beit Hillel says you need gates, but he doesn't mention anything about being closed. So, they're only on one side as opposed to Beit Shammai's two sides. But on that one side, do they have to be closed or not? Tashma. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eino Tzarich Lin'ol. You do not have to lock them. V'chein Amar Rat Amar Shmuel, Eino Tzarich Lin'ol. Do not have to lock them. Iga Damre. Amar Rav Matna, Bididi Abu Uvda. I had a case like this. V'amar Li Shmuel, Ein Tzarich Lin'ol. And he tells me that you do not have to lock them up. By me name Ravanan. Tzarich Lin'ol, Oin Tzarich Lin'ol. So they asked the question, Ravanan, do you have to lock these gates or not lock them? Amru ta chazi hane avulei denardo. Let us go see this case of the avulei denardo. As Rashi says, the avulei denardo roshi mivaot mifulashin reshut rabim avu. That these were mivaot. There were two reshuyot harabim that went across. And then there were roads that ran between them. These roads that ran between these two Rishiyot Arabim, which all were Mivaot HaMifulashim. So what did they do there? Ditimein Ad Palgayu Be'afra. That they had these gates or doorways there, but they were Stumot Ad Chetziyam Be'afar. So now, they were gates. This is a typical type of thing you see. A gate that hasn't been used in many years. So what happens? The dirt piles up near it. So they have this pile of dirt halfway up the gate. So the gate's there, but you can't move the gate because there's this huge pile of dirt that is blocking the gate from being closed. So v'ayol v'nafik mar Shmuel v'lo amar lo v'lo mide. And Shmuel went through them and didn't say anything. So the assumption being that Shmuel acquiesced or through his silence was condoning this type of mavoi being taken care of by these types of gateways. And you see that it's clear they don't have to be closed. They were open, and they were not going to get closed, but there was sufficient that they had these gates there. So Amar Rav Kahana, that's no proof. Hanach migufot havai. Those were not totally open. They were rather half closed. Yes, they were stuck in place, but they were stuck in place not when they were completely open, the gates, but rather they were halfway closed, or more than halfway closed, and then the dirt was stuck. And that's how the gates were stuck. So when they're stuck like that, it's like almost as if they were closed already. Kiata Rav Nachman Amar, when Rav Nachman showed up over there, Pnuya Pinua Biafrayu. Get rid of this dirt that's blocking the gates. Lema Kosova Rav Nachman Tsurichlin O. Seems from Rav Nachman asked them to move the dirt, he thinks you have to actually close the gates for them to be functional and to be matir the Mavoi. What says lo? That's not the case. Kevin Dru Yotlininol Afopi Shaninalot. They don't have to really be closed. They just have to be able or capable of being closed. It's enough that they have the possibility of being closed. They don't have to actually physically close. So the din is, they don't have to be closed. But they do have to have that possibility of being closed. It's similar to a din we see throughout Shas, which is, if you have the ability to do something, you may not have to do it. It's just the fact that you have the possibility of doing it that's sufficient. So over here too, the possibility of closing the gates is sufficient. You can't have it that the gates cannot be closed, then you don't have a gate anymore. Then you have a tzuret petach with doors that are stuck, that means that's not a gate anymore. You can have a gate that is open, that's fine, as long as there's the possibility that these doors can be closed.